Hello, everyone out there. This is Pat with your Pursuing Positive podcast. As always, I hope you have decided to spend a little bit of time opening up your mind with me today, aiming to be just a little bit more positive. And on that, I want to thank you for giving me a slice of your day to be just a little bit more positive. So today's a little different. I'm not in a studio, I'm not in the office, and I am not speaking into a good, clear microphone. Today, I am walking around the property of Mountain Harbor Resort outside of Mount Ida, Arkansas. I'm here for my second job, fishing tournaments that I help facilitate. And our location this weekend happens to be here out of this beautiful resort that I had never been to before. Never knew that it existed. It's a new gym in my book, and it's allowing me to walk around this evening, look at nature, look at the sky. As I'm sure you can hear in the background, the beautiful amount of creatures and animals and amazing sounds of nature that I'm getting to experience right now. It's times like these that I am truly able to slow down and reflect a little bit on really what I need to be prioritizing and reflecting on. Now, this weekend is Father's Day weekend, and for the first time in my life, this weekend is beginning to mean a little bit more to me. Dealing with family health issues relating to my father over the past year and a half makes you appreciate the value in this Father's Day. And as soon as this event is over, I will be traveling to see my father. Spend a little bit of time with him while I have the ability to do so and have the freedom to travel. However, thinking about this weekend makes you want to value your connections to people, connections to the ones that you love, connections to the ones that helped raise you and appreciate you. So although it is Father's Day weekend, I don't want to specifically target only the connections we have to our fathers, but to the people we respect in general. So that's the thought that I'm going to spend a few more minutes diving into, and that is loving connections. Making loving connections. That's the topic of the day. Making and maintaining connections to those you love, respect, and care about. So, of course, we are talking about Father's Day weekend. And as I'm sitting here at Mountain Harbor Resort, it is late at night. We're done with our duties for today. We'll wake up early in the morning to continue. But there's a lot of people here. It is in the summer, school's out, families are getting together. There's laughter, there's joy, there's fun excitement, even this late hour of the evening. And that can add a new perspective to things as well. It's a perspective of continued and renewed appreciation. Something that makes you stop and think. nature has a way of doing that to us, and I often get caught up realizing that, and puts me in a place where I reflect and contemplate things. But making loving connections, making connections to the people that you love, respect, and care about, like I said, that's the topic for today. But what does it really mean to make a loving connection? So on the surface, we all know that there is a relevance to smiling and eye contact and making a physical, visual connection. That's the point A to point B, straight line, direct sense of some sort of link to each other. But that's not really a loving connection. To have a loving connection, there needs to be more. There needs to be something more relevant. And to do that, you need communication. It's probably one of the scariest, but most needed words that we all struggle to deal with. Communication is hard. Even though it's not really meant to be, it shouldn't be, but it is, because we have a way that we want to do things, we have a way that we think others should do things, and if that is not lining up, it's often hard for us to communicate those issues to other people. And that's not to say that every connection we start or establish has some sort of problem at the roots. It's just a realization that human nature gets the best of us and often eliminates our ability to communicate in a proper manner. So understanding that issue, maybe you can take a look inside. Look at your heart, your soul, and your mind and figure out if you're truly communicating the right way, or are you communicating at all? There's a lot of us that tend to shut down. I have no problem talking to people, and sometimes it still happens to me. So, just something that you need to take an inward look at. Because without that connection formed from some manner of communication, you're not going to be able to truly understand the person you're trying to reach out to. Doesn't really matter if it's a friend, family member, colleague, whoever it is that you love, trust, respect, care about. Since that's the people that you want to make those connections with, to strengthen bonds, strengthen friendships, strengthen trust and love, and forge those bonds for a lifetime, or at least longer than the guy that you met at the bar over a burger. You know, it's a little bit different type of connection than people that we encounter on the street or in retail or just daily situations. These are the connections that bring people together for the long haul, forge new friendships, marriages, anything that has a true type bond to it, and communication is the key. So we talk about a key. Connection's the key, right? Every successful door that you walk through in life has a key. This loving connection that you need to make with your anybody, this person that you love, respect, or care about, that connection is a door that you need to walk through. That is a situation that you need to manipulate, you need to maneuver, you need to overcome whatever hurdle it is that has been preventing you from successfully connecting on a deeper level. And every one of us has someone in our lives that falls into this category that I'm mentioning. This category of reluctance or hindrance from becoming closer to this person. Whoever it is in your life that you feel you need to bond with better. There's always somebody, something in the way. It's just life. It's just the things that we have to deal with. That is a door. That's a pathway that you need to bust through to better your day, better your life, better your week by forging this bond and connection with this person, this individual, or it could be a group of people. That's for you to know and you to decide. However, every door has a key. Every door has a lock that needs that key. And in the world of discussing connections, these deeper connections, that key is communication. I could bust at the seams trying to explain how important communication is. I have failed at relationships, and I don't necessarily only mean loving relationships, just relationships in general. They could be business partners, clients, customers, friends, you name it. And those failures are almost always attributed to a lack of communication on my or the other person's part. Which means it's my fault, because communication is a two-way street. That key is your method of bonding. Being able to understand that will make the world seem such a better place to you, because without connections to other people, we feel worthless whether we actually are or not. That's just human nature in us that makes us believe we're not as good as we really are. So you need to understand that communication truly is the key to success in forming these deeper conversations that lead to a true loving communication level bond with someone that you are trying to connect with. And I know that last statement probably seems a little broad. Like I've said before, this podcast is going out to several different people, several different generations, lifestyles, cultures, locations. I'm not going to know every single person's situation, but what I can tell you is that we all have someone we need to or are trying to connect with on a deeper level. And the first step is true communication. So focus on that so you can get your key to succeed in moving past that door to make your loving connection today. All right, guys, our time of the open mind has come to a close for today. I want to thank you for giving me this time of your day to let me inspire you, motivate you in an attempt to make your day a little bit more positive. I welcome your tips. I welcome your feedback. And by all means, I absolutely welcome your questions, comments, suggestions. Give me something to talk about that matters to you. Send me an email to pursuingpositive@gmail.com, or depending on what app or platform you're listening to me on right now, you may be able to send me a message directly. And no matter where you found this podcast, it is being published to Anchor, Apple, Google, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and many more coming down the pipeline. So feel free to listen to me on your favorite app. If it's not there, it's coming soon. But either way, send me a message, send me an email, pursuingpositive@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know your questions. And above all, I want you to have a motivating, positive day. So until next time, stay positive, keep thinking, and move forward. That's your positivity for today.